Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this Thursday's edition of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And everybody here in the studio and the producer in the next room are all thrilled to death that I have the mic in front of me as we start the show today. Yay!
You know, I love it when the producer's in the next room. Brian, thank you. It changes the entire dynamic of being on the air. You just focus on what you need to talk about.
Well, yeah. So that's great. Yeah, I would think. Yeah, since you are the man of all trades around
exactly.
here, it would be easier to just be in the studio and talk and do what you need to do.
Although I've been over there before with you.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
Sometimes things get busy. Anyway, I just want to say thanks. See you guys next week. No,
joking. Yeah. No. John, lock the door. We are.
You sound tired.
Don't even start.
But as I saw an email from you this morning about 8 minutes after four.
Yeah. Yeah, but I got to bed soon after that.
Wow.
So you went to bed at 5 this morning?
About 4:30.
That's when I woke up. I woke up at 4 o'clock.
I wish my phone went off at 8 and I needed to move.
I wish I was young enough to keep the pace that you do.
You know what? I wish I was young enough to keep the pace I do. I'll tell you, election season is fascinating.
Yeah.
But people
are already voting, am I correct?
Yes. But let me, everybody probably recognizes the voice of Roger Henderson with WBOB, who's here with us, and also John Kraft, who's the secretary of the Duval GOP. We were having quite a discussion, actually, before the show got started. And I do want to mention to people, if you have questions, because we are going to be talking about different voting issues here in Duval County, if you've got questions or you've got comments, please call. We'll be happy to hear from you. The number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. So we were talking about all aspects of voting. And yes, voting has actually already started. Absentee ballots, or now they're calling them vote-by-mail ballots.
Mm-hmm.
First big batch was sent out Tuesday. So they arrived in the mail on Wednesday and today, and people are taking a look and starting to make their decisions. That's when everybody goes, oh, it's almost election time. Yeah.
Conceivably, some people have already turned theirs back into the supervisors of elections in the listening area. So it's very possible that some people have already voted.
Conceivably, yes. Yes. Some people, we do have those few who are anxiously awaiting and they're ready and already prepared. But what happens with a lot of people is they get that absentee ballot in the mail and then they try to scramble to get the information that they need to try and be an informed voter.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's a trick. We have so many races on the ballot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that people have been inundated with different mailers from all kinds of candidates wanting your attention. And rightfully so. Because, you know, I got to say, one of the things from my perspective as chairman of the Republican Party here is that I do know the candidates, and you get to know them, you work with them, you see them vying for position. We don't officially take a position one way or another when more than one Republican is running for the same seat, but you do get to know them. And I have to say, well, there might be a couple of exceptions here and there now and then, but truly, for the most part, the Republican Party is blessed to have the people involved in politics that we do here in Duval County in Northeast Florida. We really do have people of integrity.
Right. And the surrounding counties
yes,
as well.
Yes, you know, Northeast
although
Florida.
You're Duval County, you know, we realize that there'll be some people from Nassau, Clay,
right.
St. John's, Putnam, and even in Georgia who,
Baker.
You know, kind of see you as, you know, the mama hen of the Northeast
that's,
Florida Republican
You'd be surprised
Party.
How many people call me Mama Morton. That's when you know you're old.
I was right.
When people come to say, hey,
right.
Mama Morton, right. let me introduce you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when you have training seminars, everybody who's in the party can come and be a part of it, even if they're not in Duval County. So you're
absolutely.
You're kind of like the mom.
We, by virtue of population, become kind of like the hub,
okay.
really, for Northeast Florida. But, and I don't really know all of the candidates in the surrounding counties. You know, everybody's concentrating in their area where their votes are coming from. But I do know for a fact in Duval that we are blessed to have the bench out there. There are more and more people who are getting into the political realm and willing to step up, because it's not easy to be a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
It is grueling. It is time-consuming.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive.
When you see the people whipping out the checkbook and writing out, you know, 00000
mm-hmm,
after
mm-hmm.
whatever number it is, so that they can serve this country in an elected capacity,
yeah.
it's, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. No, really, that's true. And you don't know if you're even going to win or not.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that definitely shows you a commitment.
Yeah.
People go, well, why on earth would they be willing to buy a seat like that? Well, they're not buying a seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the issue at all. They are literally willing to put up part of their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of our candidates have wealth. Let me make that clear. But they're willing to do that, win or lose,
mm-hmm.
because they believe in doing something worthwhile for the community. And you know, yes, I'm not saying that there's never somebody who's just trying to make a deal, but that's not by and large what we see here. Not on the local level, not on the local scene. We see people who, it's not just the money, it's the time. Especially if you also have a job or you own a business,
right?
The amount of time that you put into running right. a campaign.
City council and state representative, state senator, mm-hmm. those are part-time jobs.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Yes, they are part-time jobs.
I don't know how they live on the money they pay.
Well, but the thing is they're called part-time jobs
uh-huh.
because they're only in session, literally 60 days in mm-hmm. Tallahassee, or here in the city, they only have city council once every 2 weeks. And people go, oh, well, you know, for once every 2 weeks, you get paid a ton.
No. They get called all week long from constituents saying, hey, the branch is hanging over the street.
Exactly.
You know,
and they are called all week long to, mm-hmm. to speak at various breakfasts and lunches mm-hmm. and dinners and banquets and weekend runs community events and sports events. And then there's the committees. You know, you don't just show up every other Tuesday night at city council and poof,
mm-hmm.
you know, things are placed in front of you. There's work to do in between, and you serve on committees and you chair committees. There's a ton of work to be done.
So it is the busiest part-time job
exactly.
you've ever had and thought of. And there is no return on investment
mm-hmm.
For the, especially the time and the effort and the dollars that you put
yeah.
in to run. It is a labor of love.
It is. And I get to know these people, and I truly believe that we have a good crop of individuals who are on those ballots this year and coming up for next year. And we can be proud of the people that are stepping forward to try and make a difference in the community. It makes a huge difference. And again, these are the people. This is why on this show, there's, you know, like I said, sometimes there'll be one or two that you kind of go, yeah, maybe not. This is the primary. This is where we get to choose as Republicans which Republican is going to be our nominee on the general ballot in November. I really do. Like I said, I know them all, and by and large, they're great people. But you want to get to know people. You want to get to know who they are and what they stand for, and what moral values they have.
You could almost say that it's a duty on some of these folks' part
mm-hmm.
That have time, wealth, and the inclination to run. But it is also our duty as voters, to inform ourselves.
Exactly.
And to say, okay, and this is the way we want to.
And even within the Republican Party, you know, you have different types of values that are both considered to be Republican. You have some people like me. I became a Republican because I thought that, you know, it stood for patriotism and family values, whereas someone else is more concerned about, you know, the tax treatment that businesses get. And if there are two candidates running for the same office, which one are you going to support? I mean, if they're, you know, in the general election, obviously you may want to go with your party, but again, you don't have to. But
From the Republican Party's perspective, it's a really good idea to stick with the Republican Party.
Call the Big Ten.
Yeah, but in the primary, you know, you may want to go with somebody who's more family values versus someone who's more economic.
And that's very true because, yes, they're all Republican candidates, but they each have a different focus and perspective
or
on life.
Or vice versa, yes.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a second. Stay tuned. Call in.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 181-3307.
Welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. This is Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, and I'm being shown a picture of 76 ducks. I don't know why exactly, but poor duck just had 76 little ducks.
Well, it may not be that that they were all hers. Some can be surrogate without a doubt, but she was spotted across the lake in Minnesota with 76 ducklings following along. So she's a busy young lady, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Now I know what I can do when I stop dealing with the Republican Party. Anyway, we were talking about voting, and this is what happens when you're tired. We were talking about voting, the absentee ballots are out, and if you have requested an absentee ballot and you haven't gotten it yet, take a look in your mailbox because it should show up today or tomorrow.
Have they all been sent or the first batch?
The first batch has been sent. You actually can continue to request absentee ballots up to about 5 days prior to election.
Now, what if someone requested an absentee ballot, mm-hmm. they got it in the mail, mm-hmm. and they decided, you know what, I'm just going to vote. I'm a bit too busy. I'm tired at
you
the end
what?
Of the
That's
day.
Fine. That's
I want to go and vote early or on election day. Are they allowed to tear up the absentee ballot they got in the
Don't
mail?
Even. Doesn't even matter.
Okay. Doesn't even matter. They don't have. They can use that to sort of fill it out in advance and use that as their guide.
Yeah, okay. their sample when they bring sample. It with them.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be years ago, and this happens at the precincts all the time. Mm-hmm. People will come in and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I forgot my absentee ballot. You're not going to let me vote, are you?" Well, of course we are. It used to be years ago that since everything was primarily paper. If you were mailed an absentee ballot and you had to bring it back in to prove that you were turning it in order to get a ballot today, you know, you only get one ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything goes through the electronic system.
Okay.
And it is fantastic because if somebody sends in an absentee ballot, it is received, it gets put through the machine at the Supervisor of Elections office, and it is scanned. As second that happens, your vote has been counted. Period. And it's in the system that way. If you show up 15 seconds later mm-hmm. at a polling place and go, "I think I need to vote," it's going to show that your absentee ballot has been received and counted. Mm. So you can't
At least duplicate. In Florida, but not necessarily no. like in Chicago.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. That is correct. All right. As a matter of fact, all you need to do there is bring in a picture of eight different tombstones and you can vote as
you're
much
so
as
silly.
You want.
But let me ask you this. Suppose you got the absentee ballot, you mm-hmm. filled it out, you didn't mail it, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, it's election night. Can you drop it off at the polling place or the
no.
supervisor's?
The only okay. place you can take that ballot mm-hmm. is into the Supervisor of Elections main office downtown mm-hmm. on, is it Adams Street?
It's on Monroe.
Monroe Street.
105 East Monroe. And it must be in their door before
7
p.m.
So you can drop it off at the Supervisor's of Elections
that
office.
That one spot.
That one right. spot and one spot only.
Right. right. Or... if you don't want to mail it and it's still election day before 7, just get in line with everybody else,
sure.
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that, and I know some of us purists out there, you know, like it was always, in olden days, you voted on election day, period, end of discussion. There was no, that was it. That was your choice. But now our population centers are so packed. That if everybody voted on election day, we'd be there.
What a madhouse.
Yes. One of the true legacies that were a benefit, I believe, of the 2000 election debacle in Florida is mm-hmm. that early voting came out of that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mm-hmm. so appreciate that more than anything else.
You know what? Tons of us do.
And early voting, it doesn't matter if you live at the beach and you work out on the west side someplace. There's mm-hmm. there's a location on the west side. You can vote right there.
It's a
right.
wonderful convenience. You don't have to, only on election day do you have to go to your own precinct to vote.
Right.
During early voting,
any public library and the Supervisors of Election Office
Correct.
In your county.
Yes, in yes. your county. You need to be in
so
your county.
So if you live in St. Augustine, you work in Jacksonville, you can't vote in Jacksonville.
No, okay. no. You can't cross county lines in order to vote. But the convenience
Yet.
Is there.
Yeah.
Well, that's
there's
true.
Some discussion of coming up with regional early voting places.
There is. Because now with the system being so well... I think when did they put that in? About 8 years ago or so, the electronic system, the new EVID system, and all that.
It's been some time,
but the only trick is that it's not really connected. People go, "Oh my gosh, you know, I'm afraid to vote because the people can hack in." Well, no, they actually can't.
Unless
the
they're in Moscow.
Yeah, right. Unless you're in Moscow, and then I don't know, there's some kind of special radar.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway,
Karen and I are tired, so we're acting silly. But we're giving good information, just, you know.
In between.
But, giving you some really good entertainment in the middle.
The beautiful part about the system as it is right now, your ballot is run through the machine, but the ballot is retained.
Yes.
There's always that paper copy.
Right.
So if the worst in the world happened right. and we suddenly lost power in the middle of the day.
Which has happened.
And there's always that paper trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for verification purposes, and I've been out at the supervisor of elections before to watch the validation and mm-hmm. the correction of the machines. Mm-hmm. Boy, they'll run certain number of ballots through different machines. It better come out right.
Okay, yep. Let me ask you this question, guys. Okay, it's what's today? Thursday, the 27th. Okay. They registered as a Democrat because that was what they did in 1962. Mm-hmm. But they've been looking at this governor's race between DeSantis and Adam Putnam and Frank White.
And Bob White.
And they really want to get involved with that, but they're registered as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Is there anything they can do now at this point to become a Republican in order to participate in the primary?
Yes.
Or vice versa, if you want to
change your parties, you have until Monday, July 30th to change your parties. Change your party in order to be able to vote in that particular party's primary.
Now, what would some of the other reasons be to show up at the supervisors of elections office or any public library in order to do something
to
with
fill
your
out a new registration?
So if you're new to the area or you recently turned 18
mm-hmm.
or if you want to change party affiliation.
Or you need to change your address.
Even within the county, you should do that, right?
You should do that. And the other thing is, and this is important too, is we keep talking about signatures, especially for people who are wanting to vote by mail. It's always a good idea to update your signature at least every 10 years because as you age, everything seems to change, and including that your handwriting. And it's good to update that signature so that everything is above board and there's no questions about
your ballot. When you vote absentee, the only thing that the supervisor of elections has to compare your signature on your ballot that you've sent in, or the cover sheet for your mm-hmm. ballot, not mm-hmm. on the ballot, the only thing they have to compare is your signature on that cover sheet and the signature that's on file.
Right.
And those, they're not handwriting experts, but they're well-versed in how to check.
They look for some of the obvious things,
similarity. That's the way they check there. At the early voting or at the polling station,
mm-hmm.
the only thing that the poll worker at the electronic verification desk, the only signature he has or she has to compare to is that signature that's on your driver's license,
right.
Because they're looking for similarities between the driver's license and what shows up on that little electronic register.
And the other difference is too, obviously if you're in the polling place, voting or otherwise, and they're looking at your signature, on your driver's license.
Why aren't they looking at your face in the picture of your driver's license?
They do. So our
I've gotten uglier over the years, but not that much uglier.
Yeah, we've been meaning to, we try not to bring that up.
Well,
but
Councilman Matt Schellenberger called me old over the
bring
radio
it up
this
for
morning.
Him.
Mm.
Schellenberger called you old?
He called me an old geezer.
Has anybody seen Schellenberger lately? Really? Schellenberger called you a old geezer?
He's a millennial, though. It's
all
good.
Yeah. Yeah. Twice, three times over. Okay, fine. Anyway. But in Florida, we are very fortunate because you must have a proper ID. And it's got to have a photo and it's, being able to get away with fraud at the voting places here in Florida is pretty slim.
Okay.
Now, but when you're mailing in a ballot, that signature is the only thing they have.
Right.
They don't have the photo. So it is important to update your signature. And again, in order to do that, do it by Monday.
Yes. Okay.
You can go to any library
and sign a new card. That's all you're doing is updating your signature.
Okay. Just fill out a new registration.
Okay. At the risk of getting you and John on a soapbox about voter ID. Okay. Suppose someone has been working their same job forever.
Yep.
They have direct deposit.
Yep.
The new Real ID law has made getting their driver's license renewed cost prohibitive for them.
Yeah.
They don't really need an ID because they do everything with their banking online, they get direct deposit, and they let their driver's license expire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they show up to register and they've got maybe a JEA bill, a credit card with Visa logo on it, with their name on it, and they have otherwise said, okay, this is me, you don't have a picture, maybe their Costco card has a photograph of them on it,
There's a list of different types of ID that can be used in place of.
Okay.
But you've got to bring in the proper ID, and you've got to bring in something with a photo in addition to. In that kind of situation, you'd probably need at least two pieces of ID to get your ballot. But yeah, okay. It's possible.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An effort by 11 House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appears to be headed nowhere for now. Rosenstein enjoys the support of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He says the effort to impeach him lacks merit. House Speaker Paul Ryan also opposes the effort, as do the Democrats. President Trump today is on the road in the Midwest. He's making stops in places where there are a lot of farmers and manufacturers, talking about the benefits to their economies from his trade deals with European leaders. They had talks yesterday at the White House. Now Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says any talk of more tariffs are on hold while the trade negotiations continue. On Wall Street, it's been a strong session for the Dow right now. It's up by 134 points at 25,548. Yesterday, the Dow picked up about 200. The NASDAQ is struggling a bit, though, right now, up by 74 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4 says that God wants all to be saved, that all includes you. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can pray this simple prayer with me to receive God's gift of salvation. God, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and that Jesus is Lord. I now choose to make Jesus Lord of my life.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study. 10:45 a.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Sunday, expository preaching of God's Word. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. And we have with us the Duval GOP Secretary John Kraft and WBOB's own Roger Henderson is with us. And we've been talking about all things voting.
And we're taking calls. So if there's something we haven't talked about that you have a question about, feel free to please call in, even if you don't live in Duval County, because Karen, she's pretty much connected to the Republican Party nationwide. 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255, and she'll be able to help you out.
Now we'll get now people will start calling just because you mesmerized them with
Stop. They'll say, get him off the air. He's been here since 5.
Exactly. So anyway, we were talking about voting. And obviously, you have three options here in this county. Absentee voting is already happening. You still have time to request a vote by mail ballot if you choose to do so. You simply go to the Supervisor of Elections website. It's the easiest way, and that is DuvalElections.com. And you can ask for an absentee or vote by mail ballot right there online. They will send it out to you within the next day, within 24 hours. They get it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get set that way. You also have early voting that's available. Early voting is going to start on August 13th.
Okay.
And it runs through August 26th. So you've got basically a two-week period of time during which you can go to any public library except the one downtown. And for downtown, instead of going to the public library, the Supervisor of Elections downtown on Monroe Street.
Just around the corner.
Yeah, just around the corner is available. So there are so many options for early voting.
And
it can be next to where you work, next to where you pick up the kids from school, next to the grocery store. Wherever you want to go, whatever's the most convenient. Mm-hmm. And I think the early voting at the libraries is like from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So two-week period of time, you can get in there, get your vote cast, not have to worry about it. Or if you want to choose to wait until Election Day, you have to go to your own polling precinct. You must be at the precinct that covers your area, your community, your address. And that election day is for the primary is August 28th, Tuesday, August 28th. So a lot of options for voting. We've got a caller. See, I told you that magic voice of yours. Jack has called into the show. Jack, welcome. What can we do for you today?
Hey, how's it going? Roger's dulcet tones convinced me to call.
See, I told you.
I apologize.
Way to go, Jack. All right.
Listen, I'm a pretty long-term Republican.
Yes,
I
sir.
Used to be a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started voting, I was a Democrat. I grew up in New York, and Tammany Hall was still powerful in the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a Vietnam vet, and Richard Nixon said he'd get us out of Vietnam, and he did.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service
yes,
to the country.
Yes, thank you for your service. Absolutely.
Jack, I got one word for you.
I've been a Republican since then.
Fantastic.
Jack, I have two words for you as a Viet vet. Welcome home.
Man, thank you. They didn't do that when we came home.
No, they didn't.
No, they did not.
I flew in to San Francisco International Airport from Vietnam.
Oh, my.
It was rough.
That had to have been an unbelievable experience.
But the reason I called... Okay, I'm a card-carrying Republican, and I like the Republican Party generally, with some exceptions.
Sure.
Republican values are my values.
Yes.
Okay? But I've never really done anything except vote. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I vote in every election. I don't miss that for nothing. You know,
good for you. Good for you.
I was in the hospital for one, and I had, family bring me a absentee ballot so I can vote in that election.
Good, good.
But is there something to a regular person like me that doesn't, I'm semi-retired, I have a little free time.
Absolutely.
Something a regular person like me can do to help the Republican Party here in Duval County?
You know what? Thank you very much for asking that question. And truly, I mean that. First of all, Yes, the answer to the question is yes. And we have a lot of different things that people can do to help volunteer to get done what needs to be done so that our voters are educated and are able to, you know, get to the polls and be, are aware of our candidates and may, are able to make the good educated decisions. We have things from, you know, walking and knocking on doors to making phone calls to answering phone calls to helping with postage, you know, like especially in the general election, every time an absentee ballot gets mailed out, we have to turn them around and immediately mail out, information to our Republican voters saying, hey, here's all the people that the Republican Party is backing. So. Those kinds of things. There are rallies to attend. There are meet and greets with candidates to attend. There are many, 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 many things to do, plus voter registration.
Right.
We also have a lot of outreach that we do in the churches, and we need help with that. So,
well, give me a number I can call and to make contact with someone so when I have some free time between now and election day, I can set something up. Hey, listen, can you use me for 2 hours today?
Exactly. That would be perfect. Yeah, the office number is 904-396-4233.
So you guys are in San Marco?
No, actually, we're in the Salem Center off of I-295 and JTB.
Okay.
Yeah, down in there. But I'll tell you another thing that's coming up, and if you can make it, that would be wonderful. At the Salem Center next Wednesday evening, between 6:30 and 8, we are having our first volunteer orientation night, and it's going to be kind of an informal gathering of people who are interested in volunteering, and we'll be there to show you the different things that are available, things that we need help with. And get people trained on different systems if they want to become involved. We'll have some light refreshments available for everybody. But it'll just be a nice evening to kind of get to know the different things that are available. And, if for those who are at home and have a difficult time getting out or don't really want to travel, extensively, they don't like to drive anymore, that kind of thing. There are things that you can do from home. A lot of the phone calls that we need to have made to get people, for example, to turn back in their absentee ballots and things like that, those calls can all be made from home. So there's a lot of things that you can do. And, we love to have you come in and participate with us.
So Wednesday week from 6 to 8?
Yes, Wednesday, August 1st from 6:30 to 8. And okay. It'll be at the Salem Center. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the
address? 7235
Bonneval, B-O-N-N-E-V-A-L.
Okay. Yeah, where the McDonald's and all of them places are.
Yeah, back behind there. Right, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. And you can always go to DuvalGOP.com, and our address is always there.
And that's a good idea. That's a wonderful idea because everybody has a computer or a cell phone now.
Exactly. So yes. DuvalGOP.com is kind of the clearinghouse. Anything that you want to know about what's going on with Republican politics, DuvalGOP.com. And we're actually doing some major updates to that website right now to be totally ready for not only the primary but the big general election coming up. So
it's kind of funny how this worked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've just been a regular voter. And I've never felt the urge or the need to do a lot more than that. I've always put yard signs out, stuff like that, to let everybody know that I'm a Republican and I support the Republican Party. But, you know, with all of this guff that the lamestream media is giving our president.
Yes, sir.
And all the negative things that they just they go crazy over every little thing, trying to make him look bad.
Yes, sir.
With all of that coming from them, this is the first time I felt like, this would be a good time for me to volunteer.
You know what? And I thank you for that. And I know that a lot of people out there listening are thinking the same thing. You know, you only take so much. And after a while, you just go, oh, my gosh, this has got to stop. What can I do to help? And I thank you for that. So we'll see you on Wednesday night.
I'll come Wednesday. I can do that.
Fantastic. Jack, I thank you so much for the call. And,
oh, yes, ma'am.
And we'll
Thank
see you next week.
I appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And Roger, I love you. Ed, you and Ed Dean are wonderful.
It was Roger that got him.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
All right. Take care. Sounds like a great guy.
And if you've got a call, feel free. Feel free to put Karen to task at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255 with the Inside Tribe.
There's that velvet voice. I've got to learn that.
I'm just tired, that's all.
But I like it when you... So anyway, yes, it is important. And Jack's got such a great point.
Right.
People are so fed up. People have just had it. And it is time. Because if we don't continue the fight, and if we don't help people get the right people into office that will continue to drain the swamp, not just in Washington, D.C., but at all levels of government, because there's a little bit of swamp everywhere.
And if we in the party, especially those of us who've gotten a couple of gray hairs, we need to pay it forward.
Yep.
We need to pay it forward for the kids that are following us.
That's right. That's right. So we are, again, taking another break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Welcome back to the Duval GOP, and we are talking with Roger Henderson and John Kraft. We've been talking about voting and different aspects of voting and volunteering and getting involved and helping the Republican Party stay strong and certainly stay in control. We need to maintain our level we need to increase our seats, especially in Washington, D.C. We've got to get more help up there for Donald Trump so that we can continue to drain that swamp. We really have to do that.
Got a question for you guys. Yeah. Okay. Suppose someone, for whatever reasons, they value what they believe is ability to not ever be called up for jury duty more than they value voting in elections. And for that reason and that reason only, they do not register to vote and they don't participate in the election. They take the position that one vote's not going to make a big difference anyway.
What
would you tell these people?
I would tell them that they're whistling Dixie because registering to vote, voter registration no longer applies.
Apparently, a lot of people were doing that, so they stopped tying your voter registration to jury duty.
It's simply a driver's license
that's
now.
That's right. If you want to avoid being called up for jury duty,
don't
get a driver's license.
Okay, so it's no longer tied, so you might as well go ahead and vote.
You might as well vote. Right. You might as well
cast
your vote.
And you've got till Monday afternoon, is it?
Monday, July 30th.
Yeah, to stop by your nearest public library to register to vote. And they'll ask you, of course, to identify yourself.
Well, they'll have you fill out a voter registration form. Right. And you can turn it right back in there. And Supervisor Elections collect all of that.
And as far as the one vote not counting, the recent Atlantic Beach.
Neptune Beach, four years ago, Neptune Beach, here in Duval County, there was
a
race for
a ping pong ball or something.
There was an absolute tie. There was a recount done. They waited for the military ballots to be received. They manually recounted. And it would go, one person was up, then another person was up by one, then it went back to the other person being up by one. The final vote was an exact tie.
So
exact tie.
If one more person had voted.
Correct.
Someone would have won.
Correct. And then we had, actually in that case, Florida state statute requires a game of chance to determine the winner. And at the time, Supervisor of Election was Jerry Holland, and he decided to have numbered ping pong balls. He put them in a big bag, and they reached in, and whoever got the largest number won.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So
that
funny
is absolutely
to
true.
Me.
Right here in Duval County, one person. We had another race on the other side of the county. That was at Neptune Beach.
Uh-huh.
Out on the west side, the race for state house. Back when Jay Fant first got elected, it was Jay Fant against Paul Renner.
Mm-hmm.
And after all the recounts and all of the everything, two votes. Jay Fant won by two votes. That's it. Two.
Right.
Two. So when people tell me my vote doesn't matter, yes, it does. Or my vote is one of millions. What difference does it make?
Right.
Because how do you think the count got to those millions? Because each person... each individual went out and met their responsibilities as a citizen of this country, and they went and cast their vote.
In 2000, the presidency was decided in the state of Florida, essentially, by 500 votes, which, compared to the entire state's population, is a very small number.
Very small. Your vote counts. There's just no way to illustrate it any better than those examples.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote counts, and you've got to get out and exercise your right as a citizen. Or I truly believe this: if you don't vote, I don't want to hear about your problems. I do not. Don't come to me and tell me I don't like such and such. I don't care. Did you vote or not?
Well, it's not that you don't care. You cannot care if they don't care enough to vote.
Yeah,
you cannot care on their behalf.
Exactly. I wanted to also mention we talked about the volunteer orientation night coming up next Wednesday. That's for Duval County. Next Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 8 at the Salem Center. Go to duvalgop.com to and you'll be able to get our address and everything there. The Republican Party on a nationwide basis is having a National Week of Action. And they are knocking on doors. So if you are available, this National Week of Action starts today, July 27th, and it goes through next Tuesday, July 31st. So we've got 5 days in here. If you can walk, knock on doors, and help get our candidates elected, then please give us a call, 904-396-4233. And we will get you to the coordinators of the walks that are being done in Duval County. Doesn't matter where you live, let them know. They'll find a way to make sure that you can get to an area, you can walk that area, you can help the Republican Party, you can help the Republican candidates, and that would be a fantastic thing. Also, Coming up a week from this Saturday is the next Trump Club meeting. And our Trump Club, it's August 4th. It will be held at the Mudville Grill. That's the Mudville Grill on Beach Boulevard, where Beach and Atlantic meet.
Because there are two of them in town.
Yes.
One is at St. Nicholas yeah. area, and then one is a little bit to the northeast of Regency Square.
Exactly.
So you're going to meet the one near downtown.
Yes. We're going to be the one in the St. Nicholas area. It's on Beach Boulevard, where Beach and Atlantic come together. And that is Saturday, August 4th. 5 o'clock, they will start registration and the social. You can, if you want to eat, it's a good time to get in there, take a look at the menu, order your food, and get that done. And then the meeting will start at 6 o'clock. I've got to say, I am so proud of the people who have put together and are not only running but growing our Trump Club. Trump Club only started like 5 months ago, and we have 180 members. And that's huge. That's huge. Now, that's paying members. We have more than that. We have more people who are coming to the meetings, but, you know, for whatever reason, have not decided to yet become members. Maybe they just didn't have their checkbook or whatever that night. But it's a growing thing. And we have so much excitement around Donald Trump that it is... it's like a galvanizing effect, really. But people, and I know that everybody listening understands what I'm talking about. Donald Trump is a godsend. Donald Trump has done everything he said he was going to do. Just regardless of the nonsense, regardless of the media, regardless of the Democrat hits, regardless of the investigations after investigations and all the fake news, and regardless of any of that, he just keeps his eye on the ball and does what needs to be done. The man is unbelievable, absolutely amazing, and people are excited because they see the country turning around. We have a chance to back away from the precipice that we were on with looking at socialism or flat-out communism, really, in this country. And we're backing away. We've been able to form that safety net again. The economy's booming. We're turning things around. And truly, it's because we were able to make that change and get Donald Trump in the White House. I believe it, and millions and millions of other people believe it.
Yep.
That's exciting, and we're building on that. We need more people who have the ability to support Donald Trump in his policies.
I was going to say, obviously, a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump, then a lot of people who didn't. In fact, comes out that more people voted against him than voted for him.
Yep.
But even people I've spoken to who voted against him have told me that they're surprised of how well he's done, and they're happy with the fact that the economy is doing a lot better than they expected, that we've got going in the right direction with North Korea, and, he's turned out to be a better president than even many of his opponents thought he would turn out to be, even from within the Republican Party, the, quote, never-Trumpers, and even Democrats are appreciating some of the things he's
done
for the economy.
Absolutely, because bottom line, people look at results. And, you know, again, all of the rhetoric and all of the fake news and all of the nonsense that's going on around him, the results are there. And you cannot deny them. The economy is better off. We as a people, the nation is better off. And that's what has people excited and energized. And that's why it's so important. We have got to maintain our majorities. We have got to increase our majorities because we don't want to take a step back. We want to continue. We're going in the right direction. We have to continue that. And it's incredibly important for our nation and for our families and for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren.
Okay, next time we'll talk. It'll be too late to register to vote for the primary. But never too late to register, right?
That's correct. But register by Monday in order to vote in the primary. We will see you every Thursday, 2 o'clock, right here on WBOB. Thank you for being with us.
And for Jack and all the other Vets.
Absolutely.
Welcome home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you much. See you next week.